We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Christina, where have you fallen asleep?
Well, it was my brother's freshman year of college, and he was cast in an opera. So he's an opera singer. That's what he was going to school for.
Wow.
At the time. And I didn't want to go because I'm not the biggest opera fan, I'll be honest. And they woke me up at like 4 o'clock in the morning to drive all the way to Boston. I was so tired. Boston, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. just to clarify. Mm-hmm. And they didn't tell me that he only had about a 5-minute section in the beginning. They knew I probably wouldn't go if mm-hmm. they told me. So anyways, I end up falling asleep during the performance. And I get woken up by someone screaming at the top of their lungs, which was part of the performance. But I shouted when I got woken up. So everyone looked at me, and it was very embarrassing.
What did you shout? What did you say?
I just kind of like, I don't know if I shouted, oh, my God, or I just like was shouted myself because I was like scared. But the best part is, they weren't dating at the time, but that little girl is now my sister-in-law.
Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful.
Wow.
Great story.
And that's a captive audience that's being very quiet until you make some noise.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Where did you fall asleep that was a bad time or place?
So, jury duty, when the judge is reading through all the laws and stuff right before selection, she pauses. And has the person next to me nudge me awake.
Oh, no.
Jury of my sleepy peers.
Juror number 5?
Yeah, needless to say, I wasn't chosen, luckily.
Shocking. Shocking. Yeah.
You know, make the trial a bit more exciting. I'll stay awake.
She could. Yeah, right, exactly.
That's good a you point. Problem, not me
glad,
problem.
Glad you called. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Where did you fall asleep that was a bad time or place?
I was at work. And I fell asleep standing up while I was pressing, working on a machine, pressing two metal pieces together.
Ooh. Oh, geez.
And I
That's
ended
dangerous.
Up falling asleep, and I broke the pieces of metal, and it, like, woke me up.
Oh, no. Did they just keep pressing, and so it kept redoing the same ones?
No, it just presses down once and makes a noise, and then it stops.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's scary because the thought that you might fall asleep and hurt yourself, that's what has me worried.
Yeah, I had undiagnosed narcolepsy. I finally just got diagnosed.
Okay.
Wow. How do they diagnose that? For like everybody who's listening right now that thinks they might, how do you get diagnosed for that? How do they figure it out?
I got a sleep study done. I had one done when I was very young, and they only did the nighttime. And I kept telling them, I'm falling asleep all day. I'm exhausted. I can't keep my eyes open. And they did the nighttime sleep test again, and they did the daytime sleep test. And they were watching me on the camera, and I kept falling asleep while I was sitting and watching TV. And that's when they were able to finally diagnose me. And it took years of me asking my doctor, telling my doctor, before they finally diagnosed me.
Narcolepsy is a real thing. You fall asleep standing up, Jan, and that's, we're hearing about that, exactly how that happens. I have a friend that goes through it, and it's, it's a tough thing.
How do you treat it? So you found out you had it. So how do you treat it?
They put me on medication. And I want to tell you, it's like life-changing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It keeps you awake all day long because I felt in such a fog. You know, your brain is like asleep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, even during the day when you're functioning. And I was put on the medication, and I feel so much more alive, so vibrant. You know,
wow.
I can focus more. I don't know. It's amazing.
I'm asking you these questions because I am sure there's somebody else going through what you've been through and is not finding the answers, because I feel like we have got so far to go to find out more about sleep. And we know sleeping is important for good health, but I just feel like we've only scratched the surface on knowing enough about sleep for individuals. Yeah. Thank you for sharing your story. Appreciate that. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Asking the question, where have you fallen asleep that was a bad time or place? Hello? Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Michelle, and I wanted to tell you it was my husband. He fell asleep in the movie theater with my daughter, who was 6 at the time, and she had to go to the bathroom, so he wouldn't wake up, so she got somebody to take her. They had to turn the lights on and ask for who the father of this child is, or who the parent of the child was. And so when the lights came on, that's when my husband woke up and realized my daughter was missing.
Oh my God. What a nightmare.
I fell asleep on my kid in the movie theater. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but the kid couldn't wake dad up.
I know. I mean, it's happened to me. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, because he worked the third shift. So he was just so tired, but he never took her to a movie again.
What was the movie that they were at?
It was one of the new Disney movies at the time. She's 30 years old now, so, yeah.
Oh, and you'll tell that story until the day is done. That's a crazy story.
It happens.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. When have you fallen asleep that was a bad time or place?
Good morning. In Las Vegas, front row of the Phantom of the Opera.
Oh my God. How did you fall? How is that possible?
It was my sister's 40th birthday. We partied really hard.
It was embarrassing. Hold on.
Caller, please don't ever mention Phantom of the Opera on this show because of this.
I'm glad I did. I'll be calling in more to mention it.
Music of the night.
Wait, how
did you fall asleep? That's impossible.
I was really hungover. We had a really great time at the pool the day before.
Yes, queen.
And yes, she did.
Who stays in Vegas, sleeps in Vegas.
Yes.
And I also fell asleep at a Bills game. Who does that?
Yeah, you apparently. Yeah. Wait, so at the pool, did you get champagne or what were you drinking at the pool?
Oh, we were drinking everything and anything. Started out with mimosas early in the morning.
Start light, finish strong.
It was the best trip I ever had.
Yes, queen. Yes, queen. I love it. Awesome. Thank you for calling. That's a funny story. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Where have you fallen asleep?
Well, first, I wanted to comment that I actually suffer from narcolepsy as well. Mm-hmm. And I want to agree that the medication is absolutely life-saving. However, this story doesn't really have anything to do with that. So I was about 10 years old, and my sister is 10 years older than me, and she went to college at UNLV in Las Vegas. And so my family and I, we went to her orientation and all of that, and I fell asleep during her college orientation, and I was snoring really bad. And my sister was so embarrassed, and she kept telling my mom, like, wake her up, this is so embarrassing. And, like, I'm the baby. And my mom was like, no, she's sleeping so soundly. So I will never live that down. We talk about it all the time, that I was just snoring away at her orientation.
Is it tough
for your sister to joke now that you are diagnosed with narcolepsy? Like, can you still go there for the jokes?
Oh, yeah. And I have sleep apnea as well. So that's even worse. So it's totally fine. We joke about it. And it's funny because my mom still babies me.
You got the double whammy, sleep apnea and narcolepsy. So with the medication that you take, has it changed your life? Like, do you feel like a human again?
I do. And I don't have it severely. I was diagnosed mild, but if I take a nap during the day, I go into a deep REM sleep, which you're really not supposed to. Mm-hmm. I still do have to nap once in a while, but the medication helps, at work, like in the morning. By 10 a.m., I was, like, I felt like I needed a nap, and now I don't. I can, focus and function, and so it does really help.
Wow, that's cool. Thanks for sharing your story, and I love the orientation story. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Brianna.
Brianna, where have you fallen asleep that was a bad time or place?
So it actually wasn't me. It's about my best friend. He drove all the way from Syracuse to Buffalo to see the Macklemore and the Kesha concert. It was at Darien Lake.
I remember this.
Yeah, and, like, we honestly, like, we like Kesha, but we were excited for Macklemore. He was opening, and he drank a little too much and fell asleep before Macklemore even came on.
Okay.
He was out cold. I just have videos of him just sleeping, and I just have video, like, for him, but he fell asleep before he even came on.
Yeah, that's someone that doesn't know how to handle their concert accessories.
Yeah, but that can be, like, if you're tired and then you drink. Have you ever done that? That hits me, like, twice as bad. Like, I feel like when you're tired or not tired, it really can affect how alcohol affects you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Wow, so he missed the whole concert, and that was a good concert, too.
Yeah, it was really good. Both were really good, but yeah, slept through the whole thing. Like,
on the lawn at Darien Lake, or did he stay in the car?
No, we had seats. Like, we were under the tent, so I guess that's good. So he was just sleeping in a seat.
Oh, those were so premium pavilion seats that he napped in?
Yeah.
Oh, what a waste.
Oh, my gosh. I would have moved him to the lawn and sold
swapped.
Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
This is Amanda.
Where have you fallen asleep that was a bad time or place?
Okay, so it wasn't me. It was my mom. We went to the Avenged Sevenfold concert.
Wow.
We had box seats, so we were in the box with other people. My mom, the middle of the Avenged set, there's flames going off, there's people screaming. My mom's sitting in a chair snoring.
Jan, I'm pretty sure you don't know who Avenged Sevenfold is.
No, not exactly.
Quite
Nick,
loud.
Okay, it's the music. You know those guys with the pickup trucks with the Monster Energy logos everywhere?
Yeah.
It's everything they listen to really loud.
Yes. Gotcha. Yeah, a lot of screaming.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of flames. And your mom slept through it?
My mom slept through the whole thing.
Oh, bless your mama.
Wow. I give her a lot of credit for being able
to
focus that much.
This isn't Michael
Bublé. Exactly. Thanks for calling. Fun conversation about where you've fallen asleep at a bad time or place. Interesting stories for sure. It's funny how sometimes we can sleep in concerts.
The dude at the Super Bowl went viral. That guy had, what, $7,000
seats? $7,000 seats, Nick. And this guy fell asleep in the first quarter of the Super Bowl. And people were like, I wish I could be that rich.
To be honest, it wasn't exciting.
Fall asleep.
First quarter, so. Everything happened in the fourth.
Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is John.
John, where'd you fall asleep?
My very first Bills game.
How long ago was this?
They were playing the Patriots, and I was about 10.
Oh, okay, it's your little guy.
No. Right. Was it just too much excitement and it caught up to you?
No, it was cold outside. I was curled up in my big old jacket and passed out.
And there you have it, your first NFL game. Do you remember who won?
No, I have no idea. I got woken up and I played through and my family was leaving. So I'll make a good guess, Jan.
Right. Oh, Nick, don't make a good guess. Believe that was the one time it went in our favor. Okay, just do that.
Oh, wait, we beat him in the 90s.
I know we did.
We didn't ask
I know
year
we
was.
Did.
836 at Kiss 98.5. Yeah, there's a viral video of a guy. $7,000 seats at the Super Bowl, and the guy was out.
It's
cold.
Not a place you expect someone to be asleep just for all the activity and the sound, and then the value of what, like, that's a waste because he's sleeping through $7,000 worth of ticket.
100%. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Ken,
where did you fall asleep that was a bad place?
Oh, you're going to love this. 29 years ago at the Metallica concert at the Old Odd in Buffalo.
Oh, that had to be their first time touring.
Wow.
So what was your situation? Did you drink a lot or what was the deal?
No, ma'am. I don't drink a drop, but I'd been up for 2 days. I drove a friend of mine down to Florida and back.
Okay, that's...
Oh, my goodness.
When I came back, I found out that I had to go to the Metallica concert that night. So I was our tickets were at the very top, as far as you can get in the nosebleed section.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I just fell asleep.
I think that's hysterical.
Well, and Jan, so even back then, Lars played harder and louder back then. He's mellowed out a little bit over the years, but I'm telling you, it was like...
They do play Enter Sandman.
So when,
that's true. Yeah, that's a good sleep song.
When you hear Metallica songs now, does it make you feel a little bit sleepy?
No, I laugh.
Oh, that is a great story. That's
sleep
so
the lightning,
fun.
Buddy.
Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Yes, hi. I got a story for the sleeping thing.
Yeah, where have you fallen asleep that was a bad time or place?
It actually wasn't me. It was my daughter, and she fell asleep. We were at the state fair to see the Backstreet Boys in concert,
mm-hmm.
and she slept through most of the concert in the rain.
Hmm. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Did you ever all covered up?
Oh, yeah, she was covered up, but the best we could, but she also wanted me to sit there and hold her, and she was, I want to say, like 8 or 9 years old.
Mm-hmm. I have seen girls at concerts, like little girls at concerts that have fallen asleep and then been mad at their parents when they've woken up that they fell asleep and the parents didn't wake them up and then they missed the concert and then were upset that they missed the concert that they fell asleep at.
No, she was actually fine with the fact that she was still sleeping.
Oh, that's funny. I can't believe that happened to you. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi. This isn't about me, but it's my brother, and I hope my parents or my brother are not listening right now.
Okay.
But my brother fell asleep at my grandfather's wake.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So was it just that he was sitting in a chair and it's just like overwhelming or?
Oh, no.
No.
So he
was out partying the night before?
Yeah. The night before.
Yeah.
And my mother's like, where is your brother? So I'm like, I don't know. So we walked into like, you know, the main hallway of like Amagon where you can go in different rooms.
Yes.
And he is sprawled out sleeping on the little couch where people would sit outside, like passed out sleeping.
Mm. Well, it is very calm in there.
Sure, that's the idea, Jan, but it's not because they want you to sleep.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
yeah, no.
Wow, did he get
in a lot of trouble?
I was going to say, did he get in a ton of trouble? Yeah.
Stern talking to.
Exactly.
And but, you know what? I didn't even try to wake him up. I went and got my parents just because I knew he was getting even more
trouble.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's the way to do it. Get right to the parents. I love it. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, I'm calling in to where you fell asleep at.
Yeah,
where have you fallen asleep that was a bad time or place?
On my first date with my husband.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so tell
explain.
Me the story.
Yeah.
He told me to pick a movie, and I picked a 10 o'clock movie, and I normally go to bed early, and I just fell asleep.
How far into the opening scene did you fall asleep?
Oh, probably within 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's not bad.
You're literally saying you slept on your first date, and I don't think that's what you want to get out there.
No.
So how did you get a second chance with him?
He called me the next day, so, and we've been married 10 years.
That's a perfect love story. Do you still fall asleep at movies?
Oh, yeah, I don't go to movies anymore.
Yeah, you just,
he won't watch a movie with me.
No, yeah, you know what? I'm in your school. I do the same thing. I just, you know, the movie starts, I fall asleep. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Hi, Kiss. Hi. Where have you fallen asleep that was a bad time or place?
Driving, actually.
Ooh, that's serious.
What happened?
Yeah. So I work at the TCA, and I do back-to-back 14-hour shifts, and I was just driving to Jamestown for school, and, you know, it was just a straight shot, and my eyes were just not having it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What was it? What shift did you? You said you worked a 18-hour shift.
A 14-hour shift. Yeah. Like two back to back.
Yeah. See, that's the problem where it's almost like they shouldn't allow those kind of long shifts because that's the kind of thing that happens. That's scary. I'm glad everything seemed to turn out okay, but yeah, you got to be careful when you're that tired. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi. So this actually isn't about me. It's about my dad, who our whole family has this long-running joke where he can literally fall asleep anywhere.
Uh-huh.
So we took a trip to Washington, D.C., and we took photos of him sleeping in the museums, on the trains, on the boats, in the Uber rides.
Hold on. You have like a collection of sleepy dad vacation photos?
Yes, we made a collage. I think we gave it to him for Father's Day or his birthday, and we labeled it like my trip to D.C., and it was all the pictures of him.
I feel so bad for him. Was he the one that did the driving to D.C.?
No, we flew.
Oh, oh my gosh. So he's just a sleepy bear.
I started on the plane.
Okay, so he slept on the plane. You know, some people just are better at sleeping than others, and I applaud him for his versatility.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.